It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show. And as I have stated many, many, many times now, way over 400, this is a show that helps educate people about the complexity of who we are as human beings. We are physical in nature. That is so obvious. But we're emotional, we're spiritual, and we're intellectual or mental. And keeping those four areas in balance is really what the show is all about. I tell people that if you don't have the physical, it's going to be tough to make the others work for you very well, because aches and pains and not feeling well just takes us down. And, you know, you'll end up becoming depressed or becoming anxious or something else on the emotional scale. So I have as a returning guest, Dr. Jeffrey Gross. We're going to be talking to him in just a minute. But in the meantime, I want to also remind people to go on the website, and that's www.synergyconnectionradio.com. All of the shows are archived there. There's way over 400 now. And there's also a link that's going to take you into Boomers Forever Young. And I tell people, they sponsor the show, but I have also been using their products for way over 8 years now. And during the pandemic, that is what kept me healthy, is, you know, being able to use these kinds of supplements that are unique only to this company. A lot of them are made in Canada. We have a brand new one that is made by a Dr. Eric Kurtz. It is his personal invention called Myotrol, and that's M-Y-O-T-R-O-L. I've been using it since it came out. It's for endurance. It's for stamina. It's for building muscle. And we lose 1% of our muscle mass every year after 50. So if you're approaching 65 or 70, you've already lost 15 to 20% of your muscle mass. And anybody looking in the mirror can see that, you know, that your leg muscles, your arm muscles, your shoulder muscles, they're atrophying. And so this kind of turns that clock back, much like what stem cell technology will do for you with what Dr. Gross is going to talk about. If you decide that you want to try the Myotrol, go ahead and put my first name only, L-U-C-Y, in the discount code box, and you'll be able to get 15% off. And that way you can try it. There is a 60-day guarantee. And if you want to turn the empty bottle back to them at the end of 60 days and say, hey, didn't do anything for me, no problem. They'll refund the credit card that you used when you purchased, you know, this product. But I think you're going to see a difference. One thing that I also want to mention about Myotrol is it has been incredibly helpful for people with autoimmune disorders. So Parkinson's, MS, Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, things that there really isn't a cure for. If you use this, I'm not going to say that it's going to cure the condition. What I will tell you is the symptoms are dramatically reduced and people are regaining balance. They're regaining, you know, the ability to get up and go do something, whereas before they didn't have that ability. So if you know somebody, love somebody who has an autoimmune disorder, show them Myotrol. Take them to the website. Let them read the testimonies. Let them listen to the video and the interview with Dr. Kurtz and see what you think. All right. So welcome back to the show, Dr. Gross. And we're going to be talking about whether stem cell technology is in your future. And I know it's in your future. You're there every day with it. But is it in the future of listeners, including myself? And what I wanted to do, and I mentioned this to you before we started recording, is I wanted to talk about what exosomes are, because the very first time we got together, you kind of mentioned it to the side, you know, that this is one of the things, that it's not stem cells that are actually like dripped into the nasal passages to go into the brain, you know, because it gets through the brain barrier. It's not the stem cell, it's the exosome. that goes there, correct?
Right. That's exactly right. And I look forward to educating you and your listeners further so that we all have an advanced understanding of these regenerative, you use the word technology, but it's natural. So it's only a technology to the extent that nature created it. So we can call that a biotechnology, but it's not like a pharmaceutical or anything like that, right? This is from nature.
Right. And would it be fair to say that every living being, whether it's a tree or whether it's a person or an animal, do we all technically have stem cells?
Yes.
Okay, I thought that would be accurate, but I just wanted to clarify that. So if I'm a person that has, I don't know, like arthritis that's really bad. Maybe it was diagnosed as rheumatoid arthritis, but it's certainly causing a lot of pain. And I go to my regular doctor and, he gives some advice. Would he necessarily tell me about stem cell, as an option? Would he refer someone like you to me so that I could come and talk to you about having stem cell intervention?
Well, I don't want to, completely take this whole broadcast with that topic, but if you listen to our April conversation from this year, we covered the fact that it is likely that your sick care system, health insurance system, doctor, and I say insurance oddly because they shouldn't get to use that word, because insurance actually insures something that you need. Not just something they'll pay for. So those doctors may or may not be updated on the latest options, like those options that fall under the category of regenerative medicine, like stem cells, platelet-rich plasma, stem cell-derived exosomes, peptides, etc. So you may or may not get that recommendation. I don't want to judge, but I think by and large, you wouldn't.
Okay, all right. So then finding someone like yourself, pretend for a minute that you want to educate me on what my options are and how exosomes are going to work and how they're going to help me.
Right. So, you said I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I would start at the beginning. The beginning is I wouldn't trust anyone. I'd want to see all your records. I'd want to examine you, take a complete history, spend a lot more than 5 freaking minutes with you, because medicine cannot be handled optimally, adequately, safely, and efficiently in a 5 minute visit. If you go to see your doctor and they say, I only have time for one of your problems, they're not looking at the whole person, and all your problems could have a, the same root cause. So we would get down to brass tacks, but let's say we went through all that and we confirmed you have a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis and you have painful joints. Well, then we would seek to optimize your biology, your cells, and that could include proper diet, sleep, supplementation, exercise, all kinds of things. And it might include hormone optimization. It might then include, when those things are all dialed in, it might then include peptides and stem cells and stem cell derived exosomes, for example. So I've mentioned exosomes again, and we're going down two paths of questions here, and we will get into the what's an exosome. But all these things fall under the heading of the stem cell medicine or regenerative medicine.
And I know that people will go back and find your other shows, but do you want to share why you left neurology and decided that this was the better field for you?
No, Lucy, I'm a neurosurgeon, and I didn't leave it. It left me. So I still practice neurosurgery, but I do my darndest to make surgery the very absolute last option. And my colleagues, a lot of them don't, sadly. So they're driven by with the Kool-Aid consumption and the blinders on to do lots of surgery because that's what they were trained to do. And I was trained to do surgery, but some of my training was on who it's for. And now that we have newer tools, we update ourselves with new tools like stem cells and exosomes, that can help reduce the need for surgery even more. And that's what we're doing.
So, if somebody had a neurological condition, which candidates would be good for the stem cell?
I'll just anything with an inflammatory component, you
Okay.
know. So if it's you know, on the neurological side, you know, we do a lot of spine work. I do a lot of joints, but if you're talking more brain and nerves and things, we look at people with you know, autoimmune issues where they have inflammatory attack on the immune system is attacking their nervous system, their nerves, their brain. So MS would be an example of that, you know, Guillain-Barré syndrome. But even some of the dementia syndromes have an inflammatory component, like Alzheimer's. You know, there are antibodies that attack the misfolded proteins. So if we can help suppress that inflammatory component without drugs or surgery, then that's helpful potentially. And you know, we even see some benefits in recovery from stroke, vasculitis, which is an inflammation of the vessels, recovery from brain injury. These are some of the neurologic things we're addressing.
Is it true for me to say that stem cells go where they're most needed? That even if you were to inject them, for instance, into the knee or the back, if there was a need someplace else, would they go there, or do they stay right where you inject them?
It's really that you hear that. It's a gross oversimplification. It's not that great.
Okay.
Yes, stem cells do have a receptors and honing mechanisms for inflammatory issues in the body. But if you deliver them directly to, let's say, your knee joint, you're unlikely to get a lot systemically to go where you need them. If you'd have to inject them IV. But if you inject them IV, what you may not know is you know, your veins go to your heart, and the heart and the cells are sticky, so the heart sucks up a lot of them. Then the blood is pumped to your lungs to get oxygenated, and the lungs are sticky. They get a lot of those cells there, and then back to the heart to get pumped to the body, and the heart takes more. So by the time they get to your systemic circulation, you're not getting that many of stem cells. Now, it's great for the heart and lungs, but we have gotten away largely from using the cells because the exosomes are so much more efficient on many levels, and they are doing the work of the stem cells, but at much less cost. A lot of the older traditional stem cell clinics, both here in the US and abroad, haven't updated. They've just been traditionally using stem cells. And exosomes have only been around a good 10 years and probably more so over the last five. So
So
yeah,
how
again, this is about doctors not updating and not relearning and getting the latest.
well, I'm the, and that's why cell phones and computers continually update to
Right.
give you the best. So how do you go about getting the exosome from the stem cell?
Well, it's easy. The stem cells produce them, and just a little exosome 101 for your listeners. All cells make communicating bubbles that are about 1/1000th the size of the cell, so much smaller than a cell. They're measured in nanometers across the diameter, so they're sometimes called nanoparticles. Cells are 1,000 times larger, as small as they are. So these all cells make them. What's beautiful about the ones from stem cells is they deliver a stem cell message to our cells. Because when you get stem cell therapy, stem cells are just instigating the repair. Your cells actually do the repair. Okay? So we skip the delivery mechanism with the stem cells. We can get the stem cell exosomes. And the beauty of these are they are much more abundant. They travel throughout the body better. They're not sticky. They don't get stuck in the heart and lungs. They do cross into the brain if you give them intravenous because they're small enough to cross the blood-brain barrier, whereas stem cells are too large to cross. So, interesting side note, have you ever seen a pregnant lady? She has glowing skin and her hair is growing and her nails are growing. And you know, she's, except for maybe some back pain from carrying a late third trimester, beach ball around, she probably feels pretty good. And why is that? She's getting a daily dose of exosomes from the stem cells from her baby that cross the placenta. The stem cells do not cl cross the placenta because remember, the baby is made up of two different sets of genes, right? Half the genes from the mother, that's fine. She's used to those, but half the genes from the father, and she doesn't want to reject those foreign genes. So the placental membrane is a very protected space. But the exosomes do cross, and that's why she gets a dose of regenerative medicine every day without rejecting her child.
That's really interesting because I had never heard that before, and it makes perfect sense. And so they just basically are traveling around her body, and they might be going in this regard to maybe an area that she needs. I mean, if her back is really tender, would it maybe end up helping her there, or it just kind of goes every place?
No, exosomes are naive. They don't know where to go. They just go everywhere. Yeah.
Okay. So they could end up any number of places, I guess.
Well, we hope so. That's the whole purpose.
How do you get rid of like old exosomes?
Well, you get rid of old cells through a process called autophagy, where you get rid of your senescent zombie cells. So you can do that with specific exercise, hot sauna, diet, fasting, certain supplements, and increasing what's called your natural killer cell function. So that will do that.
Now, I think there's a product that I know Boomers has called resveratrol, and which is a grapeseed extract, but that's supposed to get rid of zombie cells, you know, every cell that wants to
Well,
kind of hang on.
Let's talk about that so that the science is known. So resveratrol is a phytonutrient, comes from plants, particularly red grapes, but others. And it's made interestingly in the plants produce it in a plant exosome. So most phytonutrients, the healthy goodness from plants, aside from fiber, comes in an exosome. And the nutraceutical industry takes the plant, juices it, powders it, crushes up, opens up those exosomes, and with a solvent takes out that particular phytonutrient and puts it in a capsule where you take it, you digest it, so you lose some there. Then it goes in your bloodstream and it bounces around, you lose some there. And only some of it gets to your cells where it increases the sirtuin-1 gene activity, which is an anti-aging gene. When you increase sirtuin-1, you can then help get rid of senescent cells. So it's almost funny that we take away this wonderful delivery mechanism into the cell called the plant exosome, and we break it down into this less useful form. But only recently have plant exosomes been available in the nutraceutical form.
Right. Now, turmeric's been around a long time, but I don't think it does that. And of course, turmeric's the same thing as curcumin, basically.
Yeah, turmeric is the root, and curcumin is the yellowish phytonutrient that is made into an exosome, a plant exosome. So it's funny because the pharmaceutical industry breaks, or the nutraceutical industry breaks those down, and then if you want a really good one, they put it back into a little bubble called a liposome, right? Liposomal form. So it's silly because nature's already figured out the liposome in what's called an exosome. So all this work for nothing, where you can just now get the plant exosome.
True. But I guess it makes it easier for people to go to either online or go into a brick and mortar, you know, and get it. Otherwise, they've got to figure out how to get it from the food, which may or may
We
not be
have it
available.
now. Yeah, we have it's available. Yeah. So this is new though. It's very new because you're right. Extracting the exosomes from plant cells is not easy, but it's figured out now.
So in terms of, let's say somebody who maybe has fibromyalgia, would they benefit from doing stem cell therapy?
It depends. Fibromyalgia is not a quote unquote regulated disease. It's a syndrome of symptoms. And a lot of those people just need a deeper look to find out what's contributing to that. And once you understand that root cause, if there's an inflammatory component, then yes, stem cells or stem cell derived exosomes are so incredibly biologically naturally anti-inflammatory.
Right.
And that's how they help your body fight those bad cell inflammatory pathways, and then can stop and even reverse those pathways into more, optimal cell function. And then with that, you get optimal body function. So you slow the biological aging process with that.
Okay. I know I just went for my yearly physical, and you and I've talked in the past that I always tell people that a C-reactive protein test is really important to have that number, as well as D3 and other labs that they don't always order unless you ask them to do it, or that's been my experience. But I had fractured my arm a year ago. And when I went in after for my physical a little over a year ago now, my C-reactive protein had gone above where I would like to see it, and it was like a 0.7. And in the past, mine has always been pretty low. So I was curious to see where it would be this year, and it was 0.01. So evidently the arm has totally healed. The inflammation level is, down again. And but the average person that you, when you run all of these labs, the average person, where do you find their C-reactive protein is by the time they come and see you?
Usually the average semi-healthy person, it's less than 3.0. We would like it less than 1. I've seen higher. It just depends. If you have an inflammatory process in your body, it'll be higher, right? If you have, an autoimmune issue, if you have an occult infection, or maybe something off with your gut microbiome, you're at risk to have in more inflammation in your system. And that can be, but not always, reflected in your C-reactive protein.
Right. Because I know even for myself, I think I don't know that it I would call it arthritis, but I do have some back issues. And so I've always been surprised that my inflammation level is so low, because I can tell from time to time that my back is irritated. And so I would have thought that the CRP was higher or would be higher, but it just never is. So I guess it's specific to the back issue and not to the whole system.
Correct. Yeah. Your C-reactive protein is a measure of your blood. So you can have a focal issue somewhere, a chronic issue that's not manifested in your C-reactive protein.
So it wouldn't be giving off whatever it is that causes inflammatory
It
response.
probably is, but not enough to your the rest of your system, because of all the good healthy things you do and supplements you take and things, help suppress it systemically. But not enough to suppress it locally in your lower back, where you have a problem that's, outrun the ability of those things to fix it.
So, if I was using myself as an example and I was coming to see you, then you would target the lower back with the stem cell or the exosomes, correct?
Likely, again, we would start with a complete workup. We would get a very high quality MRI. I would examine your low back. We would have to identify and confirm the generators of pain. Is it the discs? Is it the joints? Is it both? Is it something else? And then, and only then, would we determine what the list of options were. And that's how we started this broadcast, right? What are the options? Well, maybe cortisone injections, maybe surgery, maybe regenerative medicine. And then we would talk about the pros and cons to help you make the best decision for you. That's what we do.
All right, now I'm going to ask you another question that's related to your location. So I know the last show we said that people could contact you, they could have a Zoom conference call. You probably could order the test and things like that that you want while they're living wherever they're living. But when you
Correct.
come right down to the bottom line, they would get on a plane, I'm guessing, and come and see you.
Well, only if we thought we could help them and we offer them, to come visit us. So we probably invite, a smaller segment of all the consultations we do online. And I have many visits with people remotely Maybe they need some lab tests. Then we try this. Maybe they do some specific exercises we have for them. Maybe they get a special MRI and et cetera, et cetera. And only if we get to the point where, okay, there's an option with stem cells or exosomes. Here's what I would offer you. And then we bring them in. So not everyone has to come to Las Vegas and see us.
So I guess my point is you're able to really assist, I don't know, maybe 80% of everybody with this kind of a program where it's a Zoom conference call and
Yeah.
you keep consulting with them until you narrow it down to this is what we have to offer and now you can choose.
Yeah, I mean, we try simpler things first, whether it's optimizing hormones or trying peptides or, supplements they may be missing, or they're not exercising strategically or sleeping adequately. I mean, there's so many things we dial in because if you're going to invest in a regenerative procedure, we want you fully optimized first, if possible, because you're going to get more out of that. Your body's going to be more receptive and be able to do a better job in turning on that youthful healing activity again.
All right, here's a tough one, and I want to see how you're going to respond to this. There are so many people that I'm aware of that are over the age of 50 in particular that are taking, they're not doing supplementation. They waited until the disease process was in place. They go to their doctor recommends XYZ that has side effects of this and that, and then they get on another medication. And maybe by the time you're actually talking to them through Zoom, because of where you're located, you find out that they have five, six, seven, eight, nine medications that they're using, which is not uncommon from what I understand.
Correct.
All
That's what the insurance companies want. They want you on the meds. They make a lot of money on those.
So do you help them reduce medication before you can begin to kind of determine the best avenue for them to go down?
Yeah, I mean that's one of our goals.
Okay.
It's not always something we can do, but we try, I mean, I see all kinds of craziness. People with normal cholesterols that were given cholesterol lowering drugs, it's making them worse.
Yep.
People, the blood pressure is out of whack because they're not exercising, all kinds of things that we can mitigate. But some people have to do the actual work. You have to get up off the couch.
Exactly. Well, which is why I like Myotrol because it encourages people to get up and move that were kind of like zombies before. But I one of the things I had to come I relocated to Wisconsin and I'm living there now instead of Florida. And so one of the things that I found out from my family practitioner that I'm seeing is she's very much she's an MD, but she's very much preventative, which I looked at their backgrounds and found somebody that I knew would be aligned with me. And I've always had, quote unquote, higher cholesterol. I know that you need cholesterol for brain function and that I'm not listening to the pharmaceutical companies telling me that I need to have it at 150, which is, in my estimation, crazy. But she looked at my cholesterol and she said, no, she said it's in balance because your good cholesterol was overriding in terms of the balancing. And
Yeah.
so it falls in the normal range. You don't need to be on anything. And I thought, yay, that is pretty decent because, here's somebody who's not pushing a statin drug.
Yeah, that's one of the measures. The other, conspiracy here is normal cholesterol, used to be up to 240 because you need cholesterol in your body. In fact, they're showing now that if your cholesterol was between 200 and 240 for most of your life, you're less likely to have Alzheimer's. So, what happened was the statin pharmaceutical industry slowly lobbied to lower that number from 240 to 220, then from 220 to now 200. So, most people walk in with a cholesterol of 219 or 223, and they're all freaked out because they were told it's high and they need a statin. No. That's not true. You have normal cholesterol, but you're right. There's also the balance of the cholesterol proteins and subunits in your triglycerides. You have to look at the big picture. But your cells need cholesterol. They need that for the fluidity of the membranes, and you can't make any of the steroid hormones like estrogen, testosterone, pregnenolone, all, you can't make any of those without cholesterol. Cholesterol is cholesterol, steroids. Hear that? So that's the building blocks. You need those in your system.
And if somebody has too few of those building blocks, would you say, because this is kind of what I'm observing, is that people that are getting their cholesterol levels down in that range of 150, 160, because they had a stroke or something, and so their doctors are making sure that they stay that low, I'm seeing all of the indicators of dementia.
Well, that's what I was saying with the Alzheimer's piece. The new research suggests if you're too low on your cholesterol, and too low could be below 200, which is your doctors are pushing you to be. So that could be a risk factor for Alzheimer's. So you do need cholesterol. We're supposed to have meat and we're supposed to have milk. Sorry to the vegans and vegetarians. Our bodies were designed to eat those things. You don't have to eat them. This isn't me forcing you to eat anything. You do what you want, but you are at risk.
Which is very scary, I'm sure, for an awful lot of people out there. So as our show kind of comes to a close here, what would you want to leave as I guess, an important message for people in regard to their overall health and how stem cell therapy, your regenerative medicine, how that is going to be a wonderful option for them to consider as they continue to age.
Well, I think I'll tap back into the title you gave this broadcast, which is stem cell the future? And I'd say no, it's not. It's the present. It's the present. It could be in your future, but it's the present. And if you don't get that as an option, you're getting medical advice that's from the 1990s.
Isn't that scary to think about, really?
Should be.
Yeah, because here we are, 2025, and we're still talking to people that are practicing out of the 1990s and they're thinking,
Agreed.
All right. Well, again, I'm always thrilled to have you share your knowledge and, bring people a little more up to speed on what options they do have, because I think most people don't know. They literally accept whatever their physician is telling them as this is the way we have to do it. And they do have options, but without asking, they don't know what those options are.
Yeah, no, please ask and question your doctor. And if you get pushback or ego, you're at the wrong doctor.
Yeah, no, that's very true. And I know we had talked about the importance of the Hippocratic Oath that you all take, and somehow it gets lost. I don't know after how many years, but it just seems like it sort of has gotten lost in transition, where if you're not doing what I tell you to do, then I'm firing you.
Yeah, that's certainly not, it has nothing to do with the Hippocratic Oath. That's anti-Hippocratic.
Yeah, it is. And yet I will tell you that that's happening at many, many clinics down in Florida. Up here where I am now, I really do believe they try to practice preventative medicine and they're looking at what's in the best interest of their patient as opposed to the best interest of maybe something else. I'll leave it at
I
that.
see it too. No, it disgusts me as well. So don't worry.
Thank you again for being my guest and
Sure.
hope to see you back here in maybe another 4 months. And you go out there, everybody, and make this your very, very best life. I believe that the future lies in our hands, and we do need to do a lot of seeking and questioning in order to find what's right for us. All right. Thank you again, Dr. Gross, and we'll see everybody next week.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist or just give give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.